This is a, this one says, do you need a sidekick, preferably a heavyset left-handed kid from Tennessee? I guess the answer would be no to that.
You know what? I love to hunt with people. I've got so many good hunting friends that it's not likely I'll take somebody on that I don't really know. But, you know, if this guy or gal ends up in hunting camp with me, it could very well happen. 6 weeks ago, I was in a New Brunswick black bear camp at my good friend Danny Dyer's hunting operation in the southwestern part of that province, and I was there with three good friends of mine hunting. But on the very last day I was there, all my friends and I had our bears, and this kid had passed up a couple bears. He was just a recent high school graduate. His dad had bought him a bear hunt, and they were up there together. He hadn't seen any bears for the last couple of days, and I invited him to go to my the stand that I'd been sitting in for several days, because I'd been seeing a couple of bears there that I thought he'd probably like to shoot. I was after an unusually large bear that I'd seen the tracks of there, and I did get that bear eventually. But that guy and I sat together. We put up another ladder stand, and we sat elbow to elbow that last evening of the hunt, and I had only met this guy 4 days earlier. And we had a great time, and one of those two bears that I'd seen previously came in, and he shot it. And I got, you asked me before about excitement. Because I didn't have a bow in my hand and I could really concentrate, I realized probably more than if I'd been the shooter how excited I was when that bear came in. My heart was about leaping out of my chest. It was pounding so hard. And this is a bear I passed up two or three times during the course of the week. But when I knew that bear was the target all of a sudden, I was as excited for that kid as I've ever been excited for myself, I think. It was really cool. And he made a good shot from about 18 yards through both lungs, and it was a great experience. And I don't do that a lot because I'm usually hunting for myself, but, you know, if I ever end up at a hunting camp with anybody at bowsight.com, we'll certainly have some good time in the after hours, I can promise you that.